Well, this particular week is the time that we'd be celebrating Heritage Sunday here at Bethel United Methodist Church. And I think most of you know who've been a part of the Bethel United Methodist Church for a long time know that the church was founded in 1834 down by the pond, if you would, the Bethel Pond, which is currently used as a time for a celebration of Heritage Sunday. Now, the pond originally was there for the first meeting of the Methodist Church. So, Bethel United Methodist Church has been meeting ever since 1834. Now, over the years, the pond now belongs to Pat and Don Singletary, and they still let us go down there and use the pond area, a very nice pavilion that Don had built, to celebrate once a year what we call Heritage Sunday, as we celebrate the founding of the church. Well, that's a wonderful time, but you know, I was thinking, we are in some transition period now with the United Methodist Church. We had canceled General Conference two different times to relate on issues. General Conference, they come together every 4 years to update the Book of Discipline and do budgets and different things. And as you know, some of our brothers and sisters locally have disaffiliated from the United Methodist Church to join the Global Methodist Church. Same Wesley theology, same brothers and sisters in Christ. And so it's a challenge. But I just wanted you to know that we are all one in Christ. That's the most important thing. Now, we at Bethel have decided not to do anything. We really wanted to come together and see what General Conference was going to do on issues that we're all dealing with, the homosexual or sexual relations with clergy and PI. It's a mess. So we wanted to see what they're coming up with. So unlike some of our brothers and sisters locally, we have stayed in and are a United Methodist Church. And that's a good thing, I think. And I am grateful as a pastor of Bethel United Methodist Church. I'm grateful to call myself a United Methodist pastor. So when I first answered my call to go into ministry, I called my uncle, who was a EUB pastor and then a United Methodist pastor, and I told him, I said, "Uncle Fritzy, I'm going to become a Methodist preacher." And he said, "Butchie," that's my nickname, "Butchie, you'll never be a Methodist pastor." I said, "Oh, I won't?" He kind of caught me off guard. He said, "No, you will be United Methodist, because that's the only thing left of our denomination." Now, what he meant by that, in 1968, if you recall some of the church history, the Methodist Church joined with the Evangelical United Brethren Church to become the United Methodist Church. And I was grateful for that, and I know what he meant. And so, because we all follow the same Wesleyan theology, and those two denominations joined together to become the United Methodist Church. And ever since 1968, it's been a challenge and different things, and now the church is the church is the church. So now, since they canceled General Conference a couple times, some of the people that wanted decisions made got a little antsy, and they formed their own denomination, and it was called the Global Methodist Church. Same church, the Universal Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, just with a different kind of organizational name. As you heard me say many times, we are one in Christ. So, this is Heritage Sunday here at Bethel. It's also, interestingly enough, the General Conference is meeting from April 23rd, which is when I'm recording this, through May the 3rd. Now, it's going to take 2 weeks, and they're going to be deciding an awful lot of things. And hoping prayerfully that they'll keep Christ at the center of what they do. Now, you can go online and you can have a live video stream of the conference. You can follow it if you're a nerd like me when it comes to church stuff. I like to follow and see what's going on. you can do that. And there's a link there from the Florida United Methodist Conference webpage to link to watch the General Conference live stream. So, okay, Robbie, so why did you decide to stay a United Methodist pastor? You could have joined the Global Methodist Church and become an elder in the Global Methodist Church. Well, I was invited to be one of those, and I just decided that, I don't know, I have to go back to what my Uncle Fritzy said about being a United Methodist. I've been a United Methodist now for quite a while, and the church has been good to me over the years. I was called into the ministry after 30 years in the automobile business. Had to jump through a lot of hoops and different things, but the church, the United Methodist Church, was good to me, gave me an opportunity, helped me with my education to get to become a licensed local pastor. I was up for a probation elder with the church, and some of the things, and I don't know, it's a long story. I won't go into that. But the church had been good to me, and I sort of like had an allegiance to the church because of that. And then the other thing was when Judy got sick with cancer. The church, local and conference, were so supportive for us, both with prayers and financial assistance. So it meant a lot to us. So I decided that, well, I want to do what a lot of the United Methodist churches are doing right now. Let's wait and see what General Conference has got to say about the issues of human sexuality and all the other things that we're dealing with. Now, I hope and pray that we can become, as I say, one in Christ. You know, Baptists make good Methodists, Methodists make good Baptists, and I always say, but we're all one in Christ. The Cathedrals used to have a song on their album that it's not what's over the door, it's what's in the heart. So if we're part of the Holy Catholic Church, which means the universal church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be able to agree to disagree and still love. So, with all that said, I just wanted to give you some thoughts and ideas of what's going on and my thoughts about it. But more importantly, this is not only pastor's thoughts, but it's also prayer. So, I pray that our delegates and people that we elect to go to General Conference from the Florida Conference, we pray for our delegates. We pray for all the people that are gathering, because prayer is such an important part of what we do as Christians. Amen. So with that, I'd like to also know that there's a lot of people that's on our listed prayer list. You'll notice if you click onto it, you'll see that the list is not as long as what it was. There was a lot of prayers answered. There's a lot of times that we just have to go in there and make sure that we don't have somebody's name on there that maybe passed away or something like that. So it's been updated. But you don't need a preacher. You don't need an 800 number for your own personal prayers. You know, you can learn to talk to God for yourself. And I hope that you do. He wants to talk to you. And all prayer is just talking to Him, like I'm talking to you here. And He hears, and He loves you, and He wants to be concerned about what's going on in your life. Because the disciples also were concerned. Well, at the end of the day of their ministry, they stopped at the end of the day, they built a fire, they cooked some fish, most likely, and they fellowshipped, and then Jesus would go off by Himself. And some of the disciples were, where do you go off by yourself like that for, Lord? Well, guys, you know, I am God in the flesh. Oh, yeah, so I'm just like you. I get hungry, I get tired, and I need to talk to the Father. And they said, talk to the Father? Can we do that? Jesus gave them a teaching. He gave them a prayer, a model prayer that we can use for all of our prayers to line up with. As we close this segment with the prayer Jesus taught, commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. But you heard me say one time before, I really think that truly the Lord's Prayer is John chapter 17, because that's when Jesus was praying for us, and John recorded it. So the prayer of the Lord praying for us is there. But we know this as the Lord's Prayer. As we close this segment, pray with me together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but hear this church. But deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, thank you for letting me ramble today and sharing some of my thoughts. But more importantly, just know that we come into a prayer of agreement with and for those who are in need and a touch of a healing prayer, finances, or whatever. We come into agreement with in prayer. In Jesus' name, have a good day. God loves you, and so do we.